This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, football season's right around the corner. We get our first full slate of preseason NFL games this weekend. We're 2.5 weeks away from the beginning of the college football season. And one of our good friends is joining us on the show, John Orand, at Orand underscore SBJ. John, of course, writes for Sports Business Journal and has a great podcast with Andrew Marchand, which you can get anywhere you get a podcast. It's called the Marchand and Orand Sports and Media Podcast. Most of you know I enjoy the discussions about sports, media, and broadcasting. And there's been a big story here over the last couple of days that John has been very involved in providing the details of, and it is the new TV deal with the Big Ten. I do want to get to some of the NFL broadcasting teams, because Fox announced their lineup of broadcasting teams within the last 48 hours. We'll talk to John about that. But John, let's start with, and you know why I reached out to you, and that is the Big Ten, you know, has I don't know who's going to end up with the most money of between the Big Ten and the SEC, but the Big Ten is making strides towards what would appear to be one of the biggest TV deals in the history of college sports. Tell everybody about what they're on the verge of doing.
Well, it's the biggest TV deal in the history of college sports. They're poised to be the first college conference to make more than $1 billion, billion with a B, per year in media rights, which is just phenomenal. The headline, it's so hard to talk about this because there's so many tentacles and little wormholes that you can go down. But for me, the headline is that for the first time in 40 years, ESPN is not going to be in business with the Big Ten. I mean, ESPN launched in 1979. Its first Big Ten deal was in 1982. It's been a part of ESPN since the beginning. ABC, which is, of course, ESPN's broadcast, they started carrying the Big Ten in 1966.
Wow.
So this to me, is going to be so odd. I over the past decade or so, you know, Fox launched the Big Ten Network alongside with the Big Ten, and the Big Ten started to be associated much more with Fox than with ESPN and ABC over the past couple of years. But this, to me, is very similar to about a decade ago when Wimbledon left NBC to go to ESPN, and it was a decades-long relationship with NBC. Even today, even though that deal happened a decade ago, this year I was going to NBC first on a Wimbledon morning to catch the games, just because it's so ingrained in my psyche.
Because you're older, too.
And I know
that. You're looking for Dick Enberg and Bud Collins, you know, on Saturday and Sunday morning in the Wimbledon final on July 4th weekend, and it's not been there for a while. You know, you're bringing up something. I want to circle back to the package and how they generated the billion with the multiple networks involved. But to your point, the relationship that the Big Ten's had, I mean, it was with ABC, obviously, in 1966, because ESPN wasn't around until the late 70s. And 1966, I believe, was the year that Notre Dame and Michigan State tied in that famous tie game, which where Ara Parseghian played for the tie because he knew that Notre Dame would be voted national champion versus having a loss. But What other runs? I mean, you just mentioned NBC and Wimbledon. What are the other network and sports property runs? CBS in golf, right, is one of the longest.
Yeah, CBS in the Masters goes right back, and that's a unique deal because it's there are a series of 1 year deals. At any time, the Masters could leave CBS, but that's not in the DNA of either Augusta or CBS. You also have the Olympics, which have been on NBC since the early 90s. It doesn't quite go back to the 60s. Recently, IndyCar, the Indy 500, was on ABC going back. It was a similar type of deal going back to the 60s, and it left ABC to go to NBC. So it has been happening here and there, and media money certainly makes it happen a lot more frequently. But you know, slowly you're starting to see these, these long-term relationships crater. The NFL has also had, you know, long-standing relationships. They've been with CBS going back to the early '60s, I think. Other than that one period in the late '90s where they left.
Yeah, that one brief period when the NFC package moved to Fox and NBC still had the AFC package, and CBS was out for maybe, I don't know, you'll remember this, maybe a year or two before getting
like,
back.
Yeah, I think it was like 4 years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with the AFC package. It's so interesting. You know, the other thing that's about to come to an end here, I think this is the last year, is CBS's relationship with the SEC. And I really believe that one of the best sports television products over the last 25 to 30 years, or however long it's been, John, and you can tell me, is CBS and the SEC. And the broadcast that they have on Saturday afternoons at 3:30 of SEC games, I know that's moving to ESPN, but I don't know that anybody's done a better job with a product than CBS has done with SEC football.
Yeah, it was a every Saturday at 3:30. I mean, this is what's unique about football on the weekends is in media, every single network prioritizes prime time. But, you know, on Sundays in the fall, the most watched window is not Sunday Night Football. It's that late afternoon game on Sunday. Last year in college, the most watched college football window was the big noon kickoff on Fox.
Really?
Games kicking off at noon on the East Coast. That 3:30 CBS SEC window, that almost always, I think that was number two last year. Maybe it was number three because one of the primetime ones. But it's always up there as the top rated window. And they have great brands down there of, you know, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, LSU, Georgia, all the way through. They generally have really good games. The SEC has become like this real, you know, offensive minded league, you know, with these shootouts that are happening. And, you know, CBS did a really good production with it. They had good games. They got great ratings, and they just sort of grew, the conference grew with them. But
They also had the consistent voice of Vern Lundquist for so many years. I'm not the biggest Gary Danielson fan, and you know, in the last few years, a high quality guy like Brad Nessler, you know, who replaced him. And it was a fantastic broadcast too. And for many years, correct me if I'm wrong, and you may not know the answer to this, I think they broadcast those games in a higher level of high definition.
I'm not sure if they did or not. It did. What they were able to do is look, we're Maryland fans and we're watching games on Big Ten Network and ESPN. If it's not an ABC game, you know, generally produces in a cookie cutter sort of way, which, you know, isn't bad. You're there to watch the game. There was something about CBS's production. They had a few more cameras there. They had, you know, the Vern is like a top tier. He was a big NFL analyst but before coming over to college. It just gave the SEC a real big game feel in that 3:30 window. And that's, I think, what was unique. I'm not sure if the picture was better. I don't think it was, actually, technically. But
it seemed like it was. I don't know. It always seemed like it was.
Well, they had the intro music too.
Denton, get that. So when we go out of this segment, I want you to play the CBS intro and find an Alabama LSU open, you know, from Death Valley, because some of those are the best. We are talking to John. I want to circle back to this Big Ten package specifically. So how will they get to, you know, $1 billion or north of $1 billion a year in television? Give me the broadcast partners and how it will lay out on your typical Saturday afternoon in college football.
All right, so this is going to be it's funny because it's going to be unique to you and me, and but I'm not sure it's with our kids, because the Big Ten games went already from noon all the way through prime time. But what they're going to do now is they're going to have three major windows on three major networks, broadcast networks. So, you know, every other time I come on here, we talk about cord cutting and how there are fewer subscribers to ESPN. You know, this gets away from that, and they're guaranteed really big audiences. So at that noon window, which is Fox's big window, you're going to have a Big Ten game. So you can bet a lot of money that for the next 7 years, Ohio State, Michigan is going to be at noon on Fox, you know, at the end of the season. And that's going to progress into the 3:30 window, because that SEC package that we talked about, they're leaving CBS to go to ESPN. CBS has a big hole to fill there, and they're going to fill it with the Big Ten. So they're going to end up with the second, sometimes third pick of the week heading into the 3:30 window. That game is going to be unique, because that's going to be competing against a Notre Dame game over on NBC on most weeks, which is then going to lead into a primetime Big Ten game on NBC, which again is going to be the second, third, maybe the fourth once or twice pick of the week in prime time from the Big Ten. So what I've heard, you know, they're still dotting the I's and crossing T's, so this could all change. But I've heard that CBS and NBC are going to be paying $350 million a year for those packages. Fox, I don't know what Fox is going to be paying. Fox is sort of running these negotiations because they own the majority of the Big Ten network. But so it's really hard to pin down exactly what they're paying. But by far, it's going to get over $1 billion a year. And it's a total windfall for the conference.
When I read, we're talking to John Oren from Sports Business Journal. When I read the NBC thing with the Big Ten, to me, it said there is an expectation that Notre Dame will be in the Big Ten. Is that the wrong assumption?
I think so. I think that, if you're Notre Dame, why would you go to the Big Ten? I think Notre Dame is going to be able to command somewhere around like $100 million a year in TV rights fees from somebody, most likely NBC, as an independent. I don't see what the advantage would be for them to enter into the Big Ten. Plus, I know they can buy themselves out of the grant of rights. That grant of rights with the ACC, it's pretty onerous. I mean, we're Maryland fans, right? We know how that it cost us a pretty penny to get out of the ACC. That was just as that grant of rights was coming due. I mean, that's going into the 2030s now. So it's not a completely easy fait accompli, so to speak.
Okay, well, so that NBC Saturday night window, which has been, you know, Notre Dame's had either the 2:30 start on Saturday or they've had the 7 p.m., you know, or 7:30 start. So they're not going to play night games on NBC?
Maybe not, but remember, NBC doesn't have every single game. So
That's true.
They'll play night games. Right. They'll play night games on ESPN, ABC, you know, and wherever else.
I'm sitting here now, obviously, with the addition of USC and UCLA to the Big Ten, you'll be able to cover those three windows, but you will have weeks where
there are going to be some dogs.
Yeah. There are going to be some dogs. You know, I mean,
and I've talked to actually a couple of TV programmers about, like, what do you do in this case? And so you're never going to do a Maryland at Ohio State, but you could do an Ohio State at Maryland and just pray that it's close at halftime. and so there is going to be a lot of it's almost like gambling, actually. There's just a lot of betting on things and holding your breath and hoping that you end up with a good game.
Yeah, because it's going to be Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, pretty much and USC as locks for,
yeah,
you know, three of those four and those.
I think you can throw Wisconsin in there as
well. Sure.
And maybe Michigan State, but yeah,
that's right.
Generally,
Nebraska occasionally, sure. Iowa occasionally, but you're not going to have Maryland Rutgers in the 12 noon Fox spot more likely than not. But you know there are other outlets. Obviously, the Fox owns the majority of the Big Ten network, so you'll still have games on the Big Ten network. What about Amazon? What about any of the streaming services? Are they a part of this or not?
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Kevin. Are you a Peacock subscriber?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So you're going to be okay because the streaming service is going to be Peacock. Amazon came in. That's another tentacle of this, but Peacock is going to have, I was told, quote unquote, a handful of exclusive games. I don't know what that means, but I do know that you and I are big basketball fans, and especially Maryland basketball fans, and I'm very excited about this new coach. Leaving ESPN is going to especially affect basketball, in my opinion, because they ran so much basketball. And CBS, what, is it going to go on CBS Sports Network? I doubt it. You know, NBC doesn't even have a sports network anymore. So I think you're going to see a lot of the basketball go to Peacock, unfortunately.
Really? Well, I mean, you would have, you know, during the week, if you don't have ESPN, obviously you've got the Big Ten Network. You'll have FS1 during the week. But yeah, NBC's alternative would be Peacock. Yeah, that's a good point with basketball, how it will work. We're talking to John Orand. By the way, just I'll add, Kevin Willard's having a hell of a week recruiting for you.
I'll tell you what, those recruits, I hope they all turn out, but yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. Okay, so let's move north of $1 billion. I mean, you didn't even mention NBC Peacock. It'll just be part of the NBC,
it'll be part of the
$350 million offer, right?
Yeah, and I know you want to move on, so I'll make this really quick. But this is Amazon came in. I'm told they came in with a really strong bid, but having the conference move off of the linear television networks and especially broadcast television networks. There's not everybody's looking at Amazon and Apple. When are they going to come in and get something really significant? I mean, I know Amazon has Thursday night football, but that, you know, that's it's the worst of all the packages, right? Thursday night. This is another instance where they came in and they're almost bidding with Confederate money. You know, they bid a lot and they ended up not getting a package. So that's just kind of something to continue to look for.
Okay. We are getting ready for an NFL season. I mean, we're still a month away from opening, regular season, but I saw that Fox announced their lineup. We know that, Burkhart's going to be the number one taking over for Joe Buck, and he's going to be doing games with Greg Olsen. That was decided a while ago. So what do the next few teams on Fox look like?
So the next one is Joe Davis, who is doing the baseball telecast right now.
I think he's excellent.
I think he does a very good job, yeah, and a young kid as well. Speaking of which, I think Kevin Brown, who's doing massing games in Orioles, he's been maybe it's because the Orioles telecasts have been so poor over the past couple of years, but I think he's really good too. There's a lot of really good young play-by-play people in the business right now. But he's going to be Joe Davis is going to be paired with Moose Johnson, the former Cowboys fullback, as the number two one. But Johnson's pretty much going to be keeping that chair warm because, once Brady retires, he's supposed to go into that number one chair. And then Greg Olsen will be coming back down into the number two chair. So
I think Olsen is good. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not sure what they had to choose from for the number one team this year. But we'll learn more about him in this big spot this year. You know, Kenny Albert, I still think, calls a great game. And I think the same about Kevin Kugler. And Joe Davis is good, don't get me wrong. But the third team is Amin Schlereth. Is that right, or is it Albert Vilma is the third team?
You know, I don't have it right. I don't have it right in front of me, so
it's
I'm
okay.
Not entirely certain. Yeah,
I'm trying to project who we're going to get a lot of this year. We'll probably get a lot of Myers, Gary Myers, and
Chris Myers
and Robert Smith. It looks like they're a pair this year.
Well, I will say this. So one of the reasons that Fox. I don't want to say they were eager to let Buck and Aikman go, but that they were able to let Buck and Aikman go is that they felt that they had a really deep bench. And so, you know, if you even mentioned Kenny Albert, I think he's down at the number three or number four. He does call a good game. Like, they do have a deep bench. I'm not sure if he's a number one type voice to replace a Joe Buck. I think he probably isn't, but I think he is a totally competent play-by-play guy. And I think that Fox, more so than CBS, which I also think has a pretty good roster, just is top to bottom, you know, better than Monday Night Football has been for the past couple of years, right?
Yeah, just remind everybody real quickly. I mean, we can do this again right before the regular season starts. The Sunday night games on NBC will be Tirico and I'm blanking right now. Collinsworth. So it's Tirico Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football. Monday Night Football is
Buck and Aikman.
Buck and Aikman, of course. The Thursday night Amazon games are Al Michaels and
Kirk Herbstreit. I have a feeling that is going to be a surprisingly good telecast.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, although I think Al's lost his fastball here the last few years. That's the only thing I would say.
He is, but you know, he still has that voice. Like, you know, once that voice comes out, it's like, oh, this is a big game. And yeah. I think Kirk Herbstreit is fabulous.
You know, I could do this for another hour with you, but I got to move on. Thank you for doing this. The Big Ten package is obscene.
Can I hijack one quick thing? I just
Please.
Broke a story that you're interested in, I'm sure. Black Friday, the NFL is going to stage a game, 2023. Amazon's going to carry it, and it's going to be totally new for the NFL, and it's their opportunity to try to take over that Thanksgiving weekend even more than they already do.
So you'll have the triple header on Thanksgiving, and then on the day after, Black Friday, which has been dominated by college football over the years and some rivalry games, you're going to get an NFL game. Will it be prime time?
I need to figure that out. I think it might be a late afternoon. It may be prime time. It's going to be one of those two windows, but it's going to be on Amazon. And the idea is Black Friday, people are shopping. People are going to be on Amazon, and it's sort of a natural segue. Amazon's paying close to $100 million for this game. But basically what people are paying for wild card play, other networks are paying for wild card playoff games.
Well, I think there's an argument to be made that Thanksgiving weekend is the greatest sports weekend of the sports calendar. Just that Thursday through Sunday. And let's not forget, because you and I are huge college basketball fans, you got a lot of great college basketball going on simultaneously. Thanks, as always. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good one, man.
Ben Standing next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Yeah.